watching the Rehabilitation Entertainment Network.
Damn, there's your show too, dear. What'd you say? Just a second. I can't understand a word you're saying when the doors are closed like that. Sure, you know you're always welcome here.
Have no fear, Petey, my boy. Mr. Mobius is here. Smoke him, Radon and Rich.
Is that why you're always so tan?
Yeah. What seems to be the problem?
Horizontal hole, I think. She's got a history of this kind of thing, you know. Kind of comes and goes.
Yeah, well, I'll have her fixed up in neck time, Petey, old side. Sit down, Beatrice. Let me get a good look at you here. Say, did you catch the Colliders game last night? 4.5'd up high in binding arbitration. I couldn't believe it.
No, I didn't catch that one. They revoked that channel last week.
No metric. That's a tough one. I Oh, sorry about that, B. I think. Hang on a second. Let me just... there we go. I just press reset. That ought to hold her.
And dig a Mr. Smiley Poop. Why, hello, Mr. Mobius. How nice to see you again. Can I get you something? Cheese?
Food?
Snuckle?
No thanks, Beatrice. Say, you wouldn't have to have any of that old famous isothiazolinone that you're so good at cooking. You wouldn't be able to spare just a cup of that, maybe just a small smidgen of a drop of a cup of that?
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, there's my cue. Well, I'm off to work, so goodbye, Mr. Mobius. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
Hello, Wink. It's so nice to be here.
We shall see. Tell me, is it true that you have a degree in consumption? From Seepage Drain Community College?
Yes.
I see. And is it also true that you live in Rovibush with your little boy Sputnik and your husband Peavy?
Why, yes. He's here with me now.
That's Petey, you butt.
Are you aware of the various rules and regulations of our little game?
Talk! Well, I've got 60 seconds to make the filthy bastard confess his or her crimes against society and or whatever else they might have done or said that might be construed along those lines.
Excellent. Want your first category?
I'll take dental drills for 20, please.
Listen, Mob, I know you're a busy guy and all, but... there's something I wanted to show you down here in the basement.
Oh, I wonder what the hell that could possibly be. Not still trying that hydroponic beef thing, are you?
No, they all drown.
You know, I should check the meters while I'm down here. Been getting some high rad counts in the area, and I...
Since when?
Oh, must be about 2 years now. Been meaning to tell you.
Must be that boy of mine. Strange kid.
Yep.
Got his mother's niblicks.
Look, maybe you need to spend a little more time at the little tank.
Well, I would, if I could clear security into his quadrant. Kid keeps his wing of the house locked up tighter than a real big lock.
No more sports channel either. That's tough.
Well, there she is.
Well, Petey, it's like I never... I remember now. I've never seen that before.
That's right. The HPC 100.
Uh-huh.
Prototype of the original Mr. Tinkle Drip Coffee Converter. First of its kind.
You know, I didn't know that, Petey.
As well you might not, my friend. I keep it stashed away down here in case I get a hankering for some real Joe. Look at this. You got your tastiness enhancer up here.
Uh-huh.
Single-hand, double-phase deodorizers, and, of course, built-in breakfast nook.
Nice touch, Petey Old Muffin, but is it art?
Well, it's just fired up here, and now listen to that. Purrs like a well-oiled machine.
So, are you thirsty, or what?
Say, Moab, how's about a cup of Java? This baby cranks out a mean cup of Joe. Just take me a second to gas her up here.
No, that's okay, Petey. I don't think I...
What do we got here? We got your fish mocha?
No.
Cafe Vienna sausage?
No, really, I got...
Barium mint?
Oh.
Found your weak spot, huh?
Damn.
Okay, that'll be two bariums, one black, and...
I'll have mine over easy.
Two hot ones coming right up.
Say, make mine a diet, will ya?
Check. Let's get cooking.
Say, what do you think that was?
Phoebuses, I'd say. Been fighting like badgers all week.
What the heck's a badger?
Raiding's trouble, you know. Market share went all to hell last quarter. Now they can't seem to get through breakfast without an explosion of some kind.
Some people are just such slaves to ratings, don't you think?
Come and get it.
Now there's a cup of delight you won't soon forget, I'm telling you.
Very much so, Petey.
This is the Neighborhood Watch Network with an emergency fallout update.
Tragedy strikes in the Groby Bush area, where only moments ago marital tensions erupted into limited nuclear war, leaving dozens dead and recyclable. Charged posthumously with neighborhood test ban treaty violations are the late Wingnut and Ethanol Phoebish, otherwise known as the Phoebishes, of 1302 East Naugahyde Plaza, scene of the disaster. The Phoebishes were perhaps best known for their long-running family drama on Neighbor Vision Network Channel 57. In recent weeks, their usually zany antics had reportedly grown increasingly madcap in an apparent effort to boost flaccid ratings. I repeat, there has been an eruption. Yes, an eruption on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 4, in the Sulphide Park neighborhood of Groby Bush. Now for a buddy count, let's join our roving Geiger counter sky cam.
18.
Yes, the emergency vehicles are just beginning to hose the area down now. We don't have a body count, as you suggested, but parts of them are strewn throughout the neighborhood, causing some slowdowns in local traffic. I've just been handed a preliminary list of casualties, and they are in alphabetical order. Abe and Abbott Abrahamson. Betty Beep Beep I'm Late for Work Smack. Zelda and Zistwick Zoo Hatch. Must be a page missing there. And of course, Mr. X. And casualties are said to be high, but victims' names are being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Seems two more names should be added. Mine and the pilot's. The pilot's gone. Well, I'm going down, yeah. I'm going down. Please tune in 6 when we'll have a complete forecast of radiation spread patterns and mutational variances for the Neighborhood Watch Network.
To your regularly scheduled program.
I can't believe the Phoebishes did it, dear.
Well, I know what you mean, sweetie pie, but what about Petey?
Right, son.
Listen,
the wristwatch.
Can we what talk?
Say, I don't think so haven't been too good around here
suffering
lately with you and...
No, it's not that.
What?
What did you mean?
Exactly.
Right.
Ponders, but
enough said, Petey, old buddy.
Conquest.
No, I feel
when
much better.
Another cup of Joe?
No, thanks. What's really on
Let's
your mind, though?
Oh, that. Well, it's Sputnik.
Sputnik.
He was moaning about not having the bomb again this morning. Makes me feel like I failed him somehow.
Well, Petey, to my mind, it takes a pretty big man to fess up to utter failure as a parent. And in my book... Well, you're about as big as they come. I mean that.
You know, when I was a kid, I had respect for it. Well, anyway, I knew the meaning of respect. Kids nowadays, you'll find out. Your first one must be due any day now.
Still on back order. No bowlers in stocks.
Yeah, all I know is Sputnik ain't the same little shaver they delivered 5 years ago. He just hasn't been himself lately, you know. Not that he ever was, mind you, but now even more so.
So get the kid a bomb. Starter set. Something small. That'll perk him right up.
Oh, it too, Mobius. Tell me, whatever happened to humanity's undying quest for peace and harmony in a troubled world?
I think they bumped that to channel 212.
Remember, please observe all mandatory smoking requirements for the health and well-being of your and other selves. Smokable nutrition supplements deliver 100% of the recommended daily dose of 49 vitamins and heavy metals. Violators will be persecuted. This message brought to you by Ed.
Well, that's my cue. Listen, I know you ain't got your sports channel anymore, but we can still be friends, I guess. Come on over and check out a little thrust ball action sometime.
Have only a small amount of fear. Mr. Mobius is here.
Mail it to us.
Hi, we are back.
I'm going to get some counseling for...
Then, unfortunately...
Mr. Jones, it has come to our attention that for the past
8 minutes
you have been engaged in unauthorized musings of an inflammatory and otherwise painful nature. Furthermore, sensors indicate recent production and consumption of unapproved beverage substances in violation of EDNA Food Drugging Administration Directive 37X, paragraph Q, which states...
Any food substance not approved or produced by an approved producer is deemed unsuitable for consumption and is therefore prohibited to ensure correct and legal documentation of proper indoctrination by aforementioned...
Edna. Now cut it out, Jones, will you?
Oh, lay off. I ain't done nothing.
You're in flagrant violation of the law, Mr. Jones.
No.
And Edna will have her due. Effective immediately.
Laundry channel.
Reception is hereby revoked. Until such a
oh,
time as
big
we see whippy fit to give
do.
You a break. Clean up your act, Jones. And have a nice
comedy.
More than
Sweetums. Oh, hello, Sweetums. How's everything going?
Oh, hello, dear. I can't talk right now. I've got my hands full.
Oh, I did it! I did it! Whatever it is, I confess. Just don't hurt me anymore.
Johnny, tell Beatrice what she's won.
It's a complete home nuclear defense package. Yes, it's the Edna Industries 20 Milliton Microman Missile Array. The Microman is perfect for home or bunker because it fits anywhere and sets up in a jiffy. The minimal dispersion warheads are dishwasher safe, and they come in a rainbow of decorator colors, sure to complement any decor. Yes, Beatrice, it's all yours for making 'em squeal!
We will be back!
That's my B.
Testing.
And that's my bomb! Sputnik's gonna wet his little drawers when he sees this baby.
Hey, you!
How the hell do you...
This was a test.
No.
This was a test of the emergency peacetime broadcasting network.
No,
in the event of actual peacetime,
no,
the attention signal will be followed by instructions on CPR.
Behind the containment structure, son.
And where to get really good cheese on a stick.
Hey, is that what I think it is?
Damn tootin'. Your mother just won it on her show.
Reds, Dad!
Oh, I thought you might like it, son. I was just trying to put the damn thing together.
Well, you got it all wrong, Pops. You got your resistors and your condensers all tangled up. You got your tracking system all bass-ackwards. Just take your nuke crimpers and... Well, here, can I do it?
Why, sure, son. You know your old dad's no good with tools. You know, when I was a kid, plain folks like us couldn't afford the kind of safety inherent in nuclear detergents. Even on a modest scale, as we see here. Assault rifles, RPGs, stingers, small tomatoes, but we got better.
What's a tomato?
Stingers. Now that was a missile. Lightweight, user-friendly.
Okay, Dad, she's all set. You've got your targeting computer here. punch in a few coordinates. Over here's the arming switches. Here, 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 and here. And the safety.
Sure, son. What's this red button here?
Dad, don't touch that!
No. No! Listen, son. Whatever you do, don't tell your mother, okay? Sputnik? Sputnik?